Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Well, let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of Genesis, chapter 2 and verse 16. You know, when God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, He desired them to enjoy life in the presence of God. And the Lord commanded Adam, and He said, you may eat freely from every tree of the garden. Right? Now, imagine this. Adam had the perfect job, perfect home, perfect marriage, and the perfect environment. All the things we strive for. So how did it come about that Adam actually missed on following God's word, right? So, as a result of his relationship with God, he had a very perfect environment, and it is imperative that we also have a relationship with God on a daily basis that will continue to enjoy the perfect environment in our living. That's what God desires. He wants to give you your Garden of Eden in His presence, where you will have the divine peace and divine joy of the Holy Spirit in your hearts, right? So God basically gave him two rules to live by. And what were those rules, right? He said, first thing was, from any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for on the day that you eat from it, you will certainly die. That is verses 16 and 17. So the two rules that God gave him was, number one, with God, what you get back is always greater than what you give up, right? From any tree of the garden you may freely eat, but what we so often do and what legalistic religion does is look at the scripture and similar scriptures and focus on what we cannot do. The truth is, when our list of can't do's exceeds our list of what we are free to do, we have gone far beyond what the scriptures intended. The Christian life should be measured by what you are free to enjoy, not by what you are denied. Right? Number two, when you live your life according to God's word instead of your own impulses, you are blessed. The Bible says, God says in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 29, oh, that their hearts would be inclined to keep all my commandments, so that it might go well with them. Hallelujah. The only thing God denies us is the right to determine for ourselves what's good or evil, because He knows we are not qualified to do it. We must live by divine revelation rather than human inclination, because God in His love and wisdom set His boundaries, His limitations in place to protect and to bless us. Hallelujah. That is why the Word of God is of paramount importance to our lives. So we understand our boundaries. Within boundaries of the Word of God, we are safe, secure. We have perfect freedom, perfect enjoyment, perfect peace that God has promised us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, that you never fail, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your word is the same, O God. Lord, you desire that we will enjoy our Garden of Eden, where we will fellowship with our Father in heaven every day. And Lord, we'll commune with you every moment, and we will enjoy our freedom and our liberty and our blessings within the boundary of your word. Therefore, give us the grace, help us to realize and understand the freedom that we have received in Christ Jesus. Lord, to enjoy life in your presence without sin, without shame, without guilt, without condemnation. And therefore, Lord, I pray, give us the grace today to live our lives in accordance to your word. Father God, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I speak your blessings upon them. Lord, I pray that you'll keep them from the enemy, preserve them, protect them, provide for them, and prosper them, because they are yours. Lord God Almighty, I also pray for the people who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness. I take authority over every demonic power and I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I speak healing into the frames of your people. The Lord, they will enjoy robust health and strength in their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We love you. We bless you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.